Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Good things happen when you show up consistently. This is something I'm trying to remind myself of as we get into nearly the 100th episode of Marketing Out Loud. It's been quite a journey. I did expect to get to this point. I won't say that I didn't expect to, but it's nice to hit a milestone like this. And I actually don't know if we're at 100 yet or if we're past 100. Probably do a special episode for 100. So this is somewhere in and around that range, but we're somewhere around that milestone. And you know, it's debating how honest I want to be with you. I've said before, this was not as hard as I thought it would be. But overall, producing content and sharing insights consistently is a grind. I got to tell you, it's a grind. I'm doing this now. I'm doing an almost daily video on LinkedIn. The other podcast is weekly forecast. Trying to send more emails to my list because good things happen when I send emails. It's a grind. There's a lot. There's a lot to do. And the mindset I try to have for myself, and I try to communicate this to my clients too, is good things happen to those who show up consistently. And, you know, I gotta say, I've gotten a lot out of this show. I mean, I've learned a lot. People have learned a lot. People seem to like it, but even just in terms of direct impact, I have clients who have come to me because of the show. They maybe didn't find me because of the show, but they were listening. And they liked what they heard. And they told me that I've been listening to your daily show. I like your thinking. I like your approach. And I want to work with you. So, you know, and to be honest, that probably didn't happen until the, you know, 50, 60, 70 episodes in. And if I had kind of pulled the plug and said, oh, I'm not getting anything out of this. I'm not getting clients out of it. Then I wouldn't have gotten to that point. And frankly, even if it hadn't happened up until now, it's nice that it did happen. Even if that hadn't happened up until now, 100 episodes in, I think it would be foolish to pull the plug and say, well, it's not working because it's too early to tell. I don't have enough data to make that kind of a judgment. And so, and that's tricky. Like admittedly, this is a tricky thing to think about because you don't want to do things that aren't working. Okay. We can all agree there. Don't do things that don't work. At the same time, you want to invest enough in a tactic or a channel or a project or an idea to find out if it actually will work. Because if you pull the plug too early, then it never has a chance to succeed. And if you invest, you know, 3 months into a tactic and you're just at the cusp of it, you're just so close to making it work, and then you pull the plug, what a waste of time and energy and resources. If you just had pushed through and given it that little bit extra effort and given it that final tweak, you would have been there. You would have made it. It would have worked. And I think the way to think about this is do things that are working for other people who are getting the results that you want to get. That's the easiest way to do it. If it's working for other people, if other people are getting results with the tactic or the channel or the idea that you're pursuing, and there's no reason to believe that their situation is drastically different from yours, then it should work for you. And that's the mindset I went into this podcast with. If it's working for other people, and granted, this is not the most common thing to do, but if it's working for other people, people like Gary Vee, right? I know I'm not Gary Vee, believe me. I'm under no false illusions that I'm Gary Vee. But, you know, it works for him. It works for others who are much smaller than him. Why can't it work for me? And if it takes me 50 episodes to find out or 100, I think I've already found out and the answer is positive. But, you know, however long it takes me to find out, I'll find out eventually. And when I find out, it's not a conclusive, it worked or didn't work. It's probably more like it's not working yet. I have to tweak this or I have to tweak that. And that's, you know, that's the kind of learning that you want to discover. The same is true for things like webinars. Can a webinar work for you? Absolutely. Absolutely. That is categorically true. A webinar can work for you. Can you make a webinar work? Absolutely. you can make a webinar work. Will you get it right the first time? I don't know. Second time? I don't know. Third time? I don't know. That requires testing, learning, executing, experimentation. But, you know, if you try it once and then you pull the plug and say, this will never work, then I can't help you. So bottom line, good things happen to people who show up consistently. Do the things that you're confident are going to work because other people are doing those things and it's working for them. And be consistent with that and don't give up, and good things will happen. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.